More than 1,000 people attended a vigil in San Jose last night. They were there to honor the 9 people killed in a mass shooting this week at a Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority rail yard. From member station KQED, Julie Chang has more.
Throughout the vigil, one message stayed constant.
We will heal, and we'll heal together.
That was San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, who, along with transit union officials and community and faith leaders, addressed the tragedy that rattled the city.
Healing for many will be a long, difficult path. We're here to express our commitment to one another.
Victims' family members took the stage to share a few words about their lost loved ones. Timothy Romo was 49 years old when he was killed Wednesday. His daughter Audrey said he was the smartest and funniest person she knew.
All of my friends loved being around him. Almost every time I talked to my dad, he'd always say, "Who's my favorite little girl?" And I'd always respond, "I'm your only little girl." I'm gonna miss him every day.
Paul de la Cruz Mejia was 42 when he was killed Wednesday. His wife, Nicole, said he was a great friend, son, and mentor to many.
He was so proud of being an employee at VTA and all the accomplishments he made here.
Taptish Deep Singh was 36 years old when he was killed in Wednesday's attack. His younger brother, Carmen Singh, said his sibling was always looking out for others.
When he heard the shots, when he saw that everybody's life in danger, his first reaction was to tell other people, "Hey, run to safety." And that's who he was. That's how he lived his whole life, is helping others.
San Jose resident Elizabeth Whitfield said she didn't know any of the victims, but came out to pay her respects.
"And because I want a sense of community, I want the families to feel like they have support behind them and that we care because it matters. And because I don't know what else to do, to be honest with you, feels really powerless when this kind of thing happens."
South Bay Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren said it's painful that San Jose has joined the hundreds of other communities that have suffered from a mass shooting, and that the VTA yard will forever be remembered as a site of tragedy.
"The VTA literally connects our community. It connects us, and yesterday, that connection was shaken to its core."
Lofgren said the community is giving support to grieving families, but emphasized that thoughts and prayers are not enough and called for a recommitment to ending the epidemic of gun violence. For NPR News, I'm Julie Chang in San Jose.
That same